Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
A bit of controversy has erupted in Japan over the country's new prime minister. The PM usually presents a prestigious sumo wrestling trophy in a competition that's due to take place in a couple of weeks. But the new Japanese prime minister is a woman, and sumo rules don't allow women in. We're joined by Tori Mallon from Sumo Naharan. Tori is Ireland's only female sumo wrestler. Good afternoon, Tori.
Hi there.
Why does a dojo not allow a woman in?
So, in accordance with the Shinto, which is the religion in Japan, that's their indigenous religion, it's sacred in the dojo, so women aren't allowed in because they menstruate, they're seen as impure.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit, you know.
Yeah, it is a bit mad.
Yeah, it is a bit. So does that mean that in Japan there aren't any female sumo wrestlers?
So there's plenty of female sumo wrestlers in Japan, but they're not allowed to go professional. So in schools and universities, there'd be a lot of female sumo wrestlers, but once they graduate from university, there's no real opportunities, you know, whereas men can go and become professional and earn money doing tournaments, but women have to just basically stop. There's no more opportunities. And there's like a big outcry from all those women who love playing the sport and are very, very talented.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to compete.
I would imagine so, that they might consider adjusting the rules and that kind of thing. Are there many apart from you, I do want to talk about how you came to it, but are there many sumo wrestlers in Ireland?
In Ireland now, there's not too many, but there are two clubs. So there's one in Belfast and there's one in Dublin, which is actually starting up tomorrow. So there's not that many. It's a very, very new sport in Ireland, but because it's so new, it's so good to get into, you know, because there's not that many people at such a high and advanced level that anybody could really start it and give it a go.
Yeah. And so how long have you been doing it for?
Only since February.
Oh, right. OK. And I assume you're a sportswoman anyway. What were you into before that?
So before that, I was playing Gaelic football.
Right. OK.
I hate sitting in the house, you know, so I would do anything to get out. Stay active.
Okay, that's and so but like you could have said I'll take up basketball or cycling or running. Why sumo?
So an advert came up on Instagram and it was, do you want to try sumo? To be honest, I actually didn't really know that it was a legitimate sport. I thought it was, you know, a bit of crack, so I just sent it to my friend and we were like, let's go, gave it a go, and it is actually like a proper sport with rules, and I just really, really enjoyed it. So just kept going back, brought a few friends along, and now we're a proper club.
Yeah. Will you explain the rules, actually? Because a lot of people listening, Tori, might just think it's, you know, their typical view of it is like two big lads wearing nappies pushing each other. How do you win it?
So basically it's a ring, it's a circle. And you and the other person, you're trying to get them either out of the ring, or if any part of their body touches the ground apart from the soles of their feet, then you win. So you basically just have to push them out of the ring and then you win.
Okay.
It doesn't last very long, you know, the matches.
So once you've been pushed out of the ring, it's not like best out of three or anything like that?
No, that's it. You've won.
Okay. And so would that mean that the biggest person tends to win?
Yeah, although like there's weight categories. So if you're in a competition, you'd be in a weight category unless you're in like an open weight. So you could be against any weight if you're in an open weight category. But generally, there's rules around, you know, the categories that you're competing against.
Okay. And but presumably there's a lot of technique here. It's just not pushing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's plenty of moves. I can't remember how many, but I think there's like over 100 moves like in traditional sumo that you can be taught. So there's definitely a technique to it.
Okay.
But you just have to be really determined to get the other person out of the ring and to win. And that's what I enjoy so much about it.
And so, well, describe to us what some of the techniques. What kind of techniques can you use?
So there's like pushing, there's slapping, but not a big, can't slap from way far back. You know, it's like regimented. There's like grabbing the belt, the nappy, it's called a mawashi. So you can grab that. You can like throw people, you can trip people. There's a whole load.
Okay. And so if you're the only female sumo in Ireland, do you have to train against men?
I have to train against the men, yeah. I've tried my very, very best to get any other females involved and nobody is biting. Even my old Gaelic team, even though it's not their season anymore, it's so hard to get people to want to come and try it. But so whenever I'm training, I have to compete against the men.
And
some of them are big guys.
Yes, I would imagine so. Well, are there any that are like around the same weight as yourself that you might have an equal chance with?
Not really. To be honest, the heaviest is probably like 115 kg. And the lightest would probably be a few kg heavier than me.
Right, yeah. The likelihood of getting injured in this, is it quite high?
Yeah, we all competed in a tournament in Scotland in August and I got injured. I injured my MCL, so I've just been doing physio and recovering. But the British and Irish Championships are in Belfast at the end of January, so my goal is to compete in that. So I've been doing a lot of rehab and physio and things.
Okay. Now, in Britain, is it a bit more developed, the sport?
Yeah. Well, there's more. I think there's more people that do it, and they have more clubs. Although, like England is probably bigger in terms of like population size and stuff. Anyway, so they do have a few clubs and a lot of new clubs. Since the sumos have been in London, like last month or 2 months ago.
Right. Okay. And
they were in the Albert Hall.
Okay. So I would imagine people can come and watch these.
Yeah, so the one in Belfast at the end of January, there's tickets. If you go on the social media of Simona Heron, you'll be able to find a link to get tickets and you can come and watch. The more support, the merrier, because we'll be fighting against the British teams and we want like home support on home turf, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely. Is it important that the audience know what's going on? In that, you know, because you said that there's all these different techniques, the audience that have to kind of, because to with the untutored eye, it might just look like two people shoving each other.
Well, that is pretty much the aim of the game, so you wouldn't really need to know too much technicalities about it. You just want whoever's from Ireland to win against whoever they're competing against. So
okay.
That's who you'll just be cheering against.
Yeah.
Cheering for, sorry.
But when you were in the competition in Scotland, like, were people shouting out things?
Just support, you know.
Okay.
So in Scotland, it was there was ones from Norway, and like all like Poland, all the Eastern European countries are quite big in the sumo, so they have good teams. So it was really like you were supporting either the Scottish people or whenever it was us against like the Eastern European ones, the Scottish people were cheering for us, you know.
Yeah. But
everybody's great, you know. Like even like all the Eastern European teams and the Norwegians there. They are so developed in sumo, and they're so so good and competitive. Like
now, will
they're
you?
Hard to beat.
Yeah, will you still be playing Gaelic as well?
No, I gave the Gaelic up.
Right,
it's too much to do both at the same time.
Because I was wondering, this is to get better at sumo. Do you have to kind of put on weight, as much weight as you possibly can?
No. There's weight categories. So unless you really wanted to put on a lot of weight, then you wouldn't have to. But muscle is important, you know, training and going to the gym and getting strong.
Sure, yeah. But what, if I could ask, what weight category are you in?
So I'm sub-80.
Okay.
At the minute.
Yeah, and so, but I assume people in that category would want to get right up to the edge of it, just not go over it, but, you know, be as big as one can
be. Definitely. In Scotland in August, I was allowed to enter the weight category above me, which is the heavyweight. And, like, it was so difficult. You know, I got completely destroyed in all of the matches, but it was really good learning experience. And then when I was in my own weight category, then it was a lot easier and more competitive.
Yeah, and which one did you injure your knee in?
in my own weight category. Mm. So I got one win against the Norwegian, first international win, which is very, very proud of.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, well done.
And then I got injured. So this, whenever it's the British and Irish Championships here at the end of January, there's a grudge match coming up. So
for the injuries, where are you more likely to get injuries? Is it in the shoulders or like in the knee?
Was that because you're trying to? I think knee injuries are pretty common, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of twisting, and how I injured myself was I stayed planted and my body twisted and my knee stayed put. And that's what did the damage, you know.
Ouch.
But yeah, not good.
Yeah. And have you been to many kind of, Japanese sumo matches? Do they tour?
I don't. They were in London not too long ago, but I didn't get to go. But I actually, because I'm so new to the sport, I haven't seen any like Japanese sumo wrestlers. I think you maybe would have to go to Japan, but that would be a good goal to have, you know, to go and see that.
Okay, yeah. Because you could, are they online? You could be watching them and...
Oh, yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch all the tournaments on YouTube. And there's a documentary on Netflix called Little Miss Sumo, which is about a female sumo wrestler competing.
Ah, right.
It's very good too.
Okay. So to train yourself and the other Irish sumos, like who does that? Is there a kind of a head sumo in Ireland?
Yeah. Well, our coach is called Johnny Templeton. And he has a wrestling background and he's competed for Britain and things. So he's the main guy. And then he's like done a lot of social media work and now there's a club opening up in Dublin this week. So it is getting bigger and we're getting more people involved, which is good. And I would love to get another female involved so that I could actually have somebody to spar with.
If there's anybody out there, please. Yeah,
please.
And so coming into sumo from Gaelic, where are there skills or lessons that you brought with you from Gaelic into sumo?
Well, you need to have good cardio. So all the running and stuff and all the running on pitches, you know, is good for your legs. So I did have a good base of muscle anyway.
Mm.
And Gaelic is very fast-paced, obviously, as well. And this is very fast-paced sport. So there are transferable skills. And, like, if somebody played Gaelic or rugby, like, they're physical sports. And this is a physical sport, so it'd be well-suited. Especially rugby, you know, where you're, like, pushing into somebody.
Yes, of course, yeah. It's like scrimmaging, really, yeah. Can you talk during a sumo match? I mean, and when you're, but you know, before they tell you to go, can you be kind of niggling your opponent and saying things to them?
I'm not sure if you can talk, but there's a part before the sumo match where you both have to go into the middle of the ring and crouch down and stare each other out. So you can sort of play mind games there.
Oh,
but I don't
right.
know if you can say words, but you can, you know, make faces or eye people up or stir them out, spike them out, you know.
Okay. And did in your experience, does that work? Did you find yourself getting a bit more nervous or making other people more nervous by doing it?
Well, whenever in August, whenever we went up and you were going up and standing across from the other person, nobody was making eye contact with me. So I was like, I've already won this part of it. But I didn't win it. I only won one match. Like, but if you can start look at somebody in the face, you've already won that part of it, like, which is good.
Yeah, but your first competition, you won a match, so that's definitely something to build on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, did any...
As I say, big grudge match here coming up at the end of January.
Did any of the men competing win a match? The Irish men, I mean.
Yes, I think we all won one, at least.
Okay, well, that's good.
We all won one match, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, Tori, we wish you the very best of luck. And as Tori says, if there's particularly any women out there interested in getting involved with sumo, they are just opening a sumo wrestling club in Dublin. Tori Mallon, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.